fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, Rico! I'm Silver! Hoy!
A short train consisting of locomotive, tender, one car, and caboose moved south along a spur line of the Union Pacific that ran east of Frontier Town. The Enchanted Hills rose to the right of Engineer Fireball Murphy, while on his left flowed the Powderhorn River. The train slowed as it crossed the Overland Trail, and a minute later came to a halt near Rim Rock Bridge, while Milo Phillips, publisher of the Southwest Bugle, stood waiting.
Fireball Murphy!
Hi there, Milo.
Hey, I haven't seen you on this run for a long time.
Well, glad to see you again. Wait till I get down from the cap.
Hey, you've been working out of Omaha, haven't you?
Well, I have been. But the big boys wanted a man with experience on this run. Going back.
I'm glad to see you again.
Same, Milo. Say, how's that beanery queen over at Happy Jack's restaurant?
Oh.
You know that cute little dark-eyed senorita?
She's fine. Every so often she asks when Mr. Senor Fireball Murphy comes through.
Rosita's all right. She's a fine girl. Yeah. Hope I can stop off and see her sometime.
Oh, did you bring any mail, Fireball?
Oh, yeah. Hank, toss out that Frontier Town sack.
Come in.
You postmaster as well as publisher now?
No. Sam's laid up, so I came to get the mail for him. This is the day my out-of-town newspapers arrived.
Here's the Omaha paper. Maybe you'd like to look her over.
Yes, do.
A lot of crime running loose these days. I understand you've had some around here.
That's right. Jake Dundee's hanging out not far from Frontier Town.
I thought Two-Gun Taylor nailed his gang.
Well, the sheriff got some of them, but most of the gang is still up in the hills somewhere.
I don't know Dundee, but I know the coyote that broke out of Territorial with him.
Yep. Who's that?
Slim Northcott.
I remember reading about Northcott. They call him the Scourge of the Union Pacific.
Yeah, the Scourge is right. That crook made all kinds of trouble when we were laying the tracks to Promontory Point. He's worse than Dundee.
Dundee's bad enough for me.
Well, I've got to shove on, Milo. It's been good to see you.
Yeah.
Don't forget to give my regards to Rosita.
Oh, I'll tell her. So long, dear.
So long, Milo. Come on, you diamond packers. Soak that coffee pot. We've got to beat her on the back and make some time. Adios, Milo.
Adios.
Thank you. Paraball Murphy and the Union Pacific train moved on, while Milo Phillips returned to the center of town, thinking of the outlaws who were hidden somewhere in Powderhorn County, the Dundee Gang. In the meantime, Sheriff Two-Gun Taylor talked to a masked man who sat in his office.
Sheriff, I have nothing but failure to report.
Strikes me you've already done more than your share to protect Frontier Town.
Oh, wait a minute. Sure.
Come in!
Sheriff, you sent me to bring Jim Keeler.
Here. Send him in, Joe. You can wait outside.
Go on, Keeler.
Well, Keeler, you know the masked man here. You should.
Yes, I should.
Keeler's the man I told you about.
Oh?
He's the only one of the prisoners that's willing to turn state's evidence.
See.
Well, go on, Keeler. Tell this man the story you told me.
Now listen, Sheriff, I told you that in confidence. Slade or Carter or the rest of them find out I told
you. They won't find out through this man.
Go ahead, Keeler.
Now, tell him why Dundee wanted Frontier Town.
Dundee and a lot of his men are wanted by the law in other places. They figured if they owned this town and had their own judge and lawman, they could fix things so the lawmen in other counties couldn't touch them.
Oh.
If anyone came for them, they'd just step into the jail here in Powderhorn County and say they were doing a long term.
So that was their plan. What do you think of it, Sheriff?
I think he's telling the truth. He's given me a list of the men in Dundee's gang. Most of them are wanted by the law.
That's so?
Yeah, I got a file of handbills that have been sent out from time to time. I've gone through that file, and there's reward notices in almost every member of the Dundee gang. The ones I mean are still at large.
How many are there?
How many, Keeler?
20.
Where are they hiding?
I don't know.
Keeler, if you do know, you'll be smart to speak up.
I said I didn't know, and that's the truth. I had nothing to do with the men who were in hiding. My part of the plan was to come to Frontier Town with forged credentials to get a job in Judge Knott's bank.
Who knows where the hideout is?
Slade. And so does Carter.
Well, they're both in jail.
They won't talk?
Not a word. By thunder, I'd give anything to round up the rest of that gang. Just a minute. Keeler, get over there against the wall. Who is it?
It is I, senor.
Oh, come on in, Rosita. This is the grub for the prisoners.
Well, it's here.
Hello there, Rosita.
Oh, that hombre, he's mad.
Ah, it's all right, Rosita. He's a friend of mine. I guess he's a friend of the whole town. Well, now let's see what you've got in the basket here.
You need have no fear of guns or knives, senor. I packed the basket myself.
Well, I'll just have a look at things to make sure no one is smuggling weapons or tools into those prisoners. Looks all right to me. Hey, Joe, come in here.
Right.
Take Keeler back and lock him up. And take Rosita and the prisoner's food over.
Right. Come on, Keeler.
Yeah, sure.
I'll take that basket, Rosita. Looks pretty heavy.
Never before have we fed so many prisoners at one time.
Rosita works over at Happy Jack's restaurant.
She's to be trusted?
Rosita? Well, I should say so. I'd trust her with my life.
How about Happy Jack?
Trust him, too. If you were thinking that someone might slip a gun or a key into those prisoners with their food, you needn't worry about Rosita or Happy Jack.
I was thinking of something else.
You say that as if you had an idea.
Perhaps I have. Sheriff, you have a cell right in back of your office here.
Yeah, that's right. We used to use that before we built the Powderhorn County Jail.
The jail is quite crowded, isn't it?
Sure it is. Why?
It would relieve the crowd if one of the prisoners were locked in there. One of the ringleaders like, Slade or Carter.
Curious that you mention the same two men Keeler spoke of.
That's not curious. It's intentional. Keeler said those men knew where the rest of the Dundee gang is hiding.
Mister, if you have an idea, you can count on me to go with you to the end of the trail. What's on your mind?
Well, sometime late this afternoon, a man who looks like a Mexican caballero is going to start an argument in the Bright Lights Cafe. Now, you'll have to arrest him for disturbing the peace. You'll have to bring him in and lock him up in the cell in the back of your office. It would be a good idea if you'd handcuff him to the prisoner who is already there.
Namely, Slade or Carter?
Namely, Slade or Carter. You'll have to ask Rosita to cooperate. She'll know the man as Don Miguel.
Well, I'll bet 2-1 that underneath Don Miguel's jacket, he'll be packing a gun belt with silver bullets. And underneath his dark complexion, there'll be the face that's covered right now by a mask. Go ahead, Mr. Don Miguel. Tell me some more. I'm interested.
Thank you.
Office of Sheriff Two Gun Taylor, the Lone Ranger rode directly to the small camp where Tonto was waiting.
Hold over, Hobo. You come plenty fast, Kemosabe.
There'll be a lot of trouble if we don't find Jake Dundee and the rest of his gang.
Crooks plenty well hidden.
I've thought of a plan that may help.
And what me do?
Loosen that cinch while I unpack some clothes.
I know it, dear. Steady there, Silver. Steady, fella.
I have some fancy clothing here. The sort of caballero might wear.
You fix this guy?
Yes, Tonto, and it must be perfect. It'll have to stand up under very close observation. Yeah, this is what I'm after. The wrinkles will fall out when I've worn it a little while.
You'll have to take off mask.
Yes, and I'll darken my skin.
You take guns?
No, I'll go unarmed.
That's not good.
I'll count on you, Tonto, to have my guns on hand when I need them. Come over to the flat rock while I take off this mask and stain my face. I'll outline the plan and tell you what you're to do.
What our plan?
I'll call myself Don Miguel. As soon as possible, I'll go into the Bright Lights Cafe and start an argument. Now, before it goes very far, the sheriff...
Two Gun Taylor was the only customer in Happy Jack's restaurant. He sat near the door with a cup of coffee. The pretty, dark-eyed waitress sat with him at the table.
All right, Rosita. I talked to Happy Jack about you. He said he'd be willing for you to help me.
What can I do, Senor Sheriff?
Now, here's the point. There'll be a man in town in a little while. He'll be known as Don Miguel. Well,
I knew one named Don Miguel in Santiago Obispo.
No, you don't know this hombre. But you're to make out like you were old friends. You savvy that?
Si, senor.
In fact, you might make out like you you loved him a little.
He's old, perhaps, and fat like the pig.
Oh, not by a jugful. He's young and lean and handsome as a bright shawl.
Oh, and I love him perhaps a little, eh? He knows my name?
Oh, he'll know your name, all right. And he'll act like he's known you for a long time. Now, here's the point. He'll get into a fight in the Bright Lights Cafe.
The fight?
Yeah, that's what I said. He gets into a fight, and I'll have to break it up and throw him in jail.
Stranger.
I do not like to be called stranger. Please call me Don Miguel.
All right, Don Miguel, or whatever your name is. You needn't think you can come to the cafe and run down our kind of law. I'm Two Gun Taylor's deputy.
Call him Two Gun. It proves I am right. The weapon is the law, not the man.
Why,
I carry no gun.
It'll probably dirty them fancy clothes of yours.
Cowards and outlaws carry the gun.
You're calling me coward? What,
I shall prove it, senor. You see, I slap your face.
Why, you...
There, you see, you reach for your gun. You throw the gun against one who is unarmed.
Mister, I won't draw on you, but I am going to return that slap, and with interest.
You missed.
I'll get you.
No, do it like this.
Oh! I'll get you. I'll show you you can't slap me around.
Hey, what's going on here? Break it up.
The sheriff. Joe got slapped. Yeah. Who started it?
I saw you slap a deputy. What's the idea? Who are you?
You may call me Don Miguel.
He slapped me to see if I'd pull a gun.
Joe, I won't have my men swinging fists. Either leave him alone or jail him.
Jail me? You cannot jail me.
Oh, yes, we can. Assaulting an officer will hold you for 10 days.
I refuse to go to your jail.
Well, Joe, he needs time to think over what respect for the law means. Here. See this gun? Take him in, Joe.
Thanks, Sheriff. Come on, you.
No. I refuse to go.
Joe, throw him in to keep Slade company. The room off the sheriff's office.
Come on, Don Miguel. Trail.
No, I refuse. I refuse to go in with you.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. We'll continue our story. Disguised as a reckless young Mexican and calling himself Don Miguel, the Lone Ranger picked a fight with the sheriff's deputy in the Bright Lights Cafe. He resisted arrest, but to no avail. He was taken to a prison cell adjoining the office of Sheriff Two Gun Taylor. Slade had already been moved to that cell.
You cannot do this. I will not stand for it.
Get in there.
Looks like I got company.
Stand back with your gun, Joe. Keep Slade covered in case he tries a fast move.
Right.
You are not going to handcuff me.
No. You guess again.
But, Sheriff, this is outrageous.
Save your breath, Miguel. I'm hooking you to the other prisoner. Give me your hand, Slade.
Matter, don't you trust your luck?
That'll hold both of you.
You think that I, Don Miguel, have to be jailed like a common thief? Handcuffed to one like this? It is the insult. It is the slap in the face. It
is. You ought to know all about slaps in the face. One thing more, Miguel.
See?
The prisoners get fed regular, and it's good food. It's sent over from Happy Jack's restaurant. Now, if you look down your nose at it, thinking ordinary food is beneath your notice, you're going to get downright hungry.
Oh, so?
Come on, Joe. We'll turn in a report on this arrest.
So your name's Miguel, huh?
You think I'm thrown in here like this, handcuffed to one like you?
All right, if I can stand it, I reckon you should be able to. Who are you, anyhow?
You heard the sheriff call me Don Miguel.
My name's Slade. Why are you in the calaboose?
I come here to Frontier Town.
I hope to see the señorita. Well, I go to the cafe to wait until she finishes with her work.
I ask you why you were jugged.
Ah, these lawmen, they say I assaulted the deputy. I did nothing but slap his face.
You did?
Ma will not keep me here for long. I show them. I will find a way to escape.
You better change that tune, mister. I found out it's not easy to bust out of the Frontier Town lockup.
You will see. I will find a way. I have friends.
Yeah, so have I. But they're not any help to me right now. Well, here's our supper.
Oh, it is Rosita.
You know her?
Rosita Carissima, you come here.
Miguel, I hear that you're in the jail. Oh, mio querido.
Hey, you got us, supper.
Miguel, have no fear.
Si.
I will see that you escape from this terrible place. Caramba, what is this? You are handcuffed.
Oh, Rosita, I must get out of here. I cannot stand this place. I who love freedom, I Don Miguel, who must have the great open spaces, cannot stand being in the jail.
Miguel, I can get the key to this door. But it is no good, the handcuff.
A key. A key, you say? Rosita. Can you do that?
Oh, si, amigo mio. I can take it from the pocket of the deputy. I can throw it through the window tonight when it is dark.
Oh, Rosita, you are wonderful. You get the key. I will find a way to get rid of these handcuffs.
But what about a horse? Yours is at the livery stable. You dare not go there.
Oh, do not worry. We will find horses. You get for us the key. We will do the rest.
Bueno, you take these fruit.
Gracias.
Tonight at midnight, you leave.
Through the long evening, Slade did his best to learn more about his cellmate, but the Lone Ranger had little to say. He spent most of his time trying in vain to pick the lock of the handcuffs and muttering about the injustice of his arrest. Then as the hour of midnight approached, he gave up in disgust.
These things.
I don't see how he expected to open them without a key.
Even with light, it would be hard. But to do it in the dark and with so little time.
So little time. You've been at it since we finished supper.
But now there is little time. It is close to the hour.
Hey, Miguel. You really think that girl's going to toss us a key like she promised?
Rosita has given her word.
Yeah, but to get a key to this calaboose...
Trust Rosita.
Look here, Miguel.
Si?
You can't leave here without me.
Oh, I could if it were not for these things.
Well, you're wearing them. There's no getting around it. If you leave, you'll have to take me with you. And you needn't take it that way.
To think that I, Don Miguel, will be fastened to one like you.
Before the night's over, you may find that I'm a good man to know. Now, listen to me.
Si?
I got some friends in the outside. They don't dare come into town. But if I could get to them, they'd go all out to help me. They'll have these iron bracelets off of us in no time at all.
Yeah, I have no choice. I must go with you to your friend.
Now you're talking.
But, senor, this must be understood. After I am free, I go my own way. I do not wish to associate with you or your kind.
That's all right, Miguel. You won't have to associate with me or my kind.
Senor.
It is Rosita outside that window.
Come.
Rosita. Rosita Carissima.
I am here, Miguel.
The key. You have it?
See, I tossed it through the window. Stand back.
Ready?
I heard it. I will have it in one moment.
Dark here.
I find it one moment.
I have it. Good. Come on. See if it'll open the door. Let's get out of here.
Stand still, senor slave.
Can you get her? Does it fit? I heard something.
The lock she's open.
That's the ticket. Now, if we can just get through the outer door. I don't think they keep that one locked at all.
Well, no, it is open.
Come on. We're free.
No, senor.
Don't worry about the handcuffs. We'll be rid of them in a little while.
Miguel, you are free.
But, Rosita, what about you? The deputy will suspect you.
Oh, here is the key. Oh,
gracias, senor. Do not worry, Carrito. I will return the key to him so that he will not even know I have borrowed it. Now, listen, amigo.
Si.
I have borrowed a buckboard and a team of horses.
Es posible.
I have put it over there. You see it?
Si.
It was left in front of the restaurant by a rancher who came into town.
A buckboard? Without handcuffs, that's even better than horses would be. Let's get traveling.
At once. We will go to these friends of yours who will file off these handcuffs.
Team and a strong buckboard had been left for the Lone Ranger. With Slade handcuffed at his side, the disguised man drove at a steady gait through Sagebrush Hollow and deep into the Enchanted Hills. Slade directed the course through many valleys until he reached a desolate spot where Jake Dundee and a score of outlaws were camped. Dundee put one of the men to work on the handcuffs.
Come on, hurry up there. I've been filing away on that handcuff for over an hour.
I'm doing the best I can, Dundee. This is the toughest steel I ever tried to cut through.
Ouch! Be careful of my wrist, will you?
I'm sorry, Slade.
The rest of the boys are counting on you, Dundee. I'll get them out of that calaboose. They needn't worry.
You got a squealer among them.
Yeah? Who?
Keeler. The sheriff locked me up in a special cell, and I heard some talk. Enough to know that Keeler squealed.
Well, I'll deal with him.
The rest of the boys are keeping their mouths shut. But Keeler's told all about your plans to take over Frontier Town. Look, how soon do you figure on busting them out of jail?
Oh, 3 or 4 days.
Hey, as long as that?
I've been waiting for the right time. I've got a few cards up my sleeve.
Oh, you have, huh?
That's what I said.
Well, what are they?
I'm not telling just yet. How are you coming with those handcuffs?
Well, they're most off.
Are you through?
Just let me get a grip now. Think I can break her. It's bending. There.
Ah, free at last. Now, Miguel, you're disconnected from the company you didn't like.
Si, senor. Now I take the
horse. Not so fast.
Yeah?
That's a pretty good team you brought here, Miguel. I think maybe we can use it.
Oh, but...
Yes, sir, we can use the horses. That's more than I can say about you. We don't need you in the outfit.
Senor, I have no intention...
You've learned about our hideout. I can't let you go. Being as I can't use you, I reckon there's only one thing to do.
What? I do not understand.
Oh, yes, you do.
There we are. Don't try to back away from here. You're not going to get the chance to make a sudden break.
Oh... You do not intend to let me go, huh?
That's about the size of it.
I haven't got a gun, boss. If you let me take yours, I'll take care of this dude.
You can take my gun, Slade.
All right, let's have it.
So, you will murder me in cold blood, huh?
Hey, what was that?
What's the matter? You nervous, Slade? That's just a night bird.
No, senor. That is where you make the big mistake. It was not a bird of the night.
Well, maybe you know more than I do, huh?
I tell you what it was. My friend there near here. It was not that you shoot me.
Now, what kind of a bluff is that?
You think it is a bluff, huh? Perhaps you think it is a bluff when I say my friends will throw the gun to me as soon as I raise my hand.
Hey, boss, I don't like the way this critter's talking.
No, I show you.
Hey, look!
Hey, look out!
That does it! Why are you...
Oh! Boys!
We'll shoot the kill!
Look up, girl!
It's the sheriff! It's the law!
I got one of them.
You're through, Slade.
My arm's busted!
Now, wait, don't shoot. I surrender.
Tell your men to throw down their guns.
You heard them, boys. Throw down your guns.
Don't shoot anymore. All right, get a rope, boys, every one of them. The jail is crowded, but we can always make room for the rest of the gang. And I reckon there's other jails that'll be glad to help us out.
No jail can hold me.
That's big talk, Dundee, but you can't back it up.
Sorry I had to break your arm, Slade, but you were aiming at my head.
Well, you... Hey, you're no Mex.
There's no longer any need to talk like Don Miguel.
Just who are you?
Well, that's a good question, Slade. You see, this man planned the whole scheme, starting with a fight that lodged him in jail. We figured you'd bring him someplace to get rid of the handcuffs, so we just tagged along.
Slade, you're a fool.
Oh, now, don't take it too hard, Dundee. Better men than you have been outwitted by this gent. Yeah, I've taken a handcuff off.
Thanks, Sheriff. Otto, did you bring Silver?
Him over here.
Be glad to get this makeup off my face.
Hey, that voice is familiar.
It ought to be, Dundee. You heard that man before when he outwitted your gang. He was wearing a mask the last time you saw him.
A mask?
That's right.
So, well, we'll meet again. And the next time I meet him, he won't outwit me.
You're not meeting anybody, Dundee, except the guards around the jail.
Sheriff, just remember this. I'll be out of jail inside of a week, and my men will be out with me.
Dundee knew that help was on the way. He knew that Slim Northcott and a powerful gang would soon reach the vicinity. And thinking of them, he made a vow as he sat in prison.
As soon as I get out, the first man I kill will be the Lone Ranger.
Copyrighted feature originated by George W. Trendle and directed by Charles D. Livingston. This story was written by Fran Stryker. The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.